I met her down at the record store, at the cutout being down aisle four. Bust on vintage acetates. She said, I need your voice to help me.
Everybody doing tonight? I hope it's well. Anyways, hi. It is a returning show. It's our first show. It's good to be back. We are here tonight. My name is Mila.
I'm Aiden.
And I have a third with me, Jamie. I don't know if you can hear. Let me try one more time. Try again.
Am I good? Am I good?
Yeah, there you are. Welcome, Jamie.
All right,
so special to be here.
Of course. So
special guest.
Everyone, I want everyone to know it's been a hot minute since I've been in the studio. I'm a bit tired. I'm a bit slow tonight. So we are relearning together how to do all of these knots and dials and turns and twists.
Knots and dials.
Knots and dials. Oh, okay. For your smooth, slow, happy Saturday night, we're interrupting it with a tumultuous
show. Oh, good word. Good word.
Yeah, gotta get the toilet paper vocab on tonight.
Is that a term?
Yeah, you know, like everyone used to get the word of the day toilet paper.
Nah, babe, not me.
Yeah, I feel like I've never heard of this. I'm so sorry.
Okay, well, you know what? Maybe it was just me. If anyone else out there experienced that or has watched the show Friends, you know, you might want to tune in. All right, tonight, the show that I do, that sometimes is accompanied by my friend right here and is now accompanied by my third friend over here, is called Four Mooms and Loose, and it is based off of a show I started my freshman year, missing my home friends and missing everyone that I loved, and so I played music for them, and so it's just kind of gone on from there.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, our show is, well, I'm here, my name's Mooms, introduce myself, this is Bowie.
Hey guys.
And she's going to explain to you what we're doing tonight.
Tonight, we're mapping mountains. We're going to go up, we're going to go down, have a little bit of different music for you tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Should we kick it off? Get in the first song? What do you guys think?
Yeah, you want to introduce it?
Yeah, we're going to start off with a little tune from Lake Street Dive.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorites. Perennial anthem, Good Kisser.
Ooh. We're trying to get you guys in the spirit. I mean, it's a Saturday night.
Saturday night.
We don't know where you're going, what you're up to. We're very positive.
What might be
up
on
here.
The calendar?
You might be out there good kissing. You never know. Got to start it off right. All right, then. I guess we'll get right into it. We'll talk to you in a couple songs, I think. But yeah, see you then, I guess. Okay.
If you're gonna tell them everything, don't leave out the good part. Tell them the way that you broke my heart when you told me that you missed her. Gonna tell them everything. Tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them all the things you told me in your desperate whisper. If you're gonna tell them everything, don't leave out the good part. Tell them the way that you broke my heart when you told me that you missed her. Tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them time out. Only I don't know how they got out. Dear, turn me back into the dead. I was only mad. I was happier then with no mindset. And if you turn notice the stripes, the dirt in your fries. Hope it's right when you die. Old and bony, dawn breaks like a bull through the hall. Never should have called, but my head's to the wall and I'm lonely. And if you turn to me like Godspeed, all the beggars are done. And they all cut their thumbs and bleed into their buns till they melt away. I'm looking in on the good life I might be doomed never to find. Without a trust, the flaming fields am I too dumb to refine. To me, like when I did dance like a queen of the eyesores, and the rest of our lives were fed well.
But I'll be all right. When we talk about everything that happened, we'd rather sit around. I don't need a lesson. You just call me up. Call me when I'm distant. Always run your mouth. I don't wanna listen. You're on my case. Won't you stop with that look on your face?
Hello, everyone. I don't know.
Hello,
if you can
hello.
Hear us.
Hello. Yep.
Okay. Hello. We are testing out playing some Maria's in the background while we chat,
yeah.
So you guys have something to listen to. If you couldn't tell so far, we are, obviously the show's name is Map of a Mountain Range. So right now we're trying to start really high with faster beats and higher energy.
Yeah.
Work our way down and then work our way back up.
Work our way back up again.
Which is actually something we did. I'm thinking about it. And we actually did it in one of Renata's classes.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
we did.
It was really fun. I think everyone should, you know, I think life is about the ups and downs, which is the most cliche thing that's out of my mouth today.
True.
Yeah.
Maybe we should take this playlist in pre-dance.
A
little workshop.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so, too. We're going to have a little chat with you. We're going to play a couple more songs, and then someone really special is going to come on and do a PSA in just about 10 minutes.
Just so everyone is up to date
just
on the most important issues affecting the Medford
critical.
Somerville. Or Medford, sorry.
Sorry. I think it's
no Somerville.
No Somerville.
Yeah, we live
in
Somerville.
Well, yeah, I know, but we're Medford Freeform Radio. I feel like I should stay.
It's true. Yeah, very true, very true, very true. Oh, speaking of.
Wimpo.
Really quick, guys. This is Mila, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Forgot
to say the radio tag, you guys. Not going to lie. Anyways, I, once again, am very rusty. First time back in the studio in a while. And you're going to, if you listen to my show ever, I am bad at censoring my, you know, moving around in the chair and clicking the buttons.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to hear a
That's
lot of
true.
Little sounds and things. If that annoys you, I'm really sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we didn't have really a topic we wanted to talk about. Just sort of, we wanted to say, playlist up and down. What about this? Are there any ups and downs in y'all's life that you want to talk about? Oh, there's fear. I'm looking at both of their eyes. I see both of their eyes right
Jamie,
now, and there's fear in both their
Jamie,
eyes.
Jamie, what about you? Why don't you go? What are some ups and downs?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. I'm being put on the spot. I've had, you know, I had to decide about celebrating Rosh Hashanah with my family in Connecticut. Recently.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that was going to be very fun, but then I realized I really, like, none of the cool family members were going.
Ooh, oh, right? God.
Well,
that's the worst.
Right.
Cool. Right, yeah.
So, no,
you've
got
to carry.
I didn't go because, you know, my cool cousins weren't going, and they live in, like, Newton, so there's a chance they're driving through.
Yeah, well, see, you got cool cousins.
I do got cool
cousins.
I mean,
some of us, we've got it all on our shoulders every gathering.
To be the cool cousin.
Oh, yeah, you have to be the cool cousin.
It's true.
It's true.
Are you the cool cousin? Would you say that you are?
I'm the least liked cousin by our grandparents,
that makes me
which
cool
I
cousin.
Feel like makes me
the cool cousin.
Naturally,
yeah.
I am not the cool cousin.
Really?
No.
Who is? Describe them.
My aunt is really awesome, and she runs a PR company in Texas, and she is the creator and owner of ACL, which is like Austin City Limits, which is a huge music festival.
I know Austin City Limits, but my dad has that on DVR since like 2006. So
I see your cool aunt, and I raise you an uncle that defends pesticide companies.
But she has two children, and they are dressed to the nines because they've been like around celebrities their whole lives. And
that's crazy.
Her youngest daughter, my cousin Sabina, who is amazing, is best friends with Zooey Deschanel's daughter. So they have Zooey Deschanel at all their Thanksgivings.
So quick question, Mila. Have you ever been at a social gathering with Zooey Deschanel?
Yes, I have. I went to Thanksgiving with them.
Stop. Really?
Yeah.
Is she lovely?
Yeah, she's awesome.
Makes
me really happy,
So I'm very far from the cool cousin. I'm the cousin from the middle of nowhere, Hicktown. And they're the cousins who run a music festival and know Taylor Swift. So super lame,
well,
actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, who wants to be around that?
You're on a radio
show. I can't even try. I was trying to help you out. I couldn't even. Yeah, you're cooked.
Yeah, you're my friend. You're kind of done.
Aunt Elaine, what are you up to tonight? She's like, oh, I'm going to dinner with my friends. And I'm like, oh, who? She's like, oh, you know, you might know them. I'm like, oh, who are they? And then she goes, oh, the Dixie Chicks.
Oh.
Wait, well, she's clearly out of the loop because they're just the Chicks now.
It's true.
Canceled.
Is Miranda coming? Can I come? I'm confused. Where's my invite?
Speaking of the Chicks, we're thinking about having a country night a couple weeks down the line.
I endorse this so hard.
Oh, yes,
get excited for a special edition of For Mooms and Loos when we're on the radio spinning some country.
Yeah. Some Willie Nelson, some Woody Guthrie. Sounds good.
We're doing a sneak peek. We're playing some Willow Avalon tonight for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like one good like bluegrass.
Just so you're ready to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm full of bluegrass hits.
Mm-hmm.
Just get ready, guys.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm ready for you to whip that out.
Yeah, yeah. No, it can be specially curated by Bowie.
We're gonna do a country night and then just Luke randomly throw some like crazy non-country song in there.
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna hear like Billie Eilish.
Well, maybe not.
Maybe not. Oh, hater.
I'm expecting all of you on. I can get on board. I'm expecting all of you, and I think we should probably get back in the music in just a moment. But I'm just a quick announcement. I'm expecting everyone to be dancing on country night.
Mm-hmm.
Get out your dancing shoes.
Line dancing, perhaps.
We should reach out to Theta Chi in DC. Like, okay, guys, listen. For 1 hour of your parties, we should switch on our radio.
Everyone's got a line dance.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a line dance actually
line dancing,
tonight.
Sweet dancing, like,
get us out there, man. Actually, yeah, there is a Somerville. Once a month, there's like a square dance thing in Somerville.
I got COVID at a square dance when I was 17, and you know, never really felt the same to me in those rooms. You know, I could never really recover from that one.
That actually happened to me with dumplings. I now cannot really have like soup dumplings anymore because I got super sick off of them in Seattle.
That happened.
Well, I feel like that's like not at all the same thing.
That's not like the vibe the of dim sum is just like never.
I had a bao bun once and then I got so sick the next morning and I literally cannot eat them to this day.
Oh,
same
really?
Like sweet potatoes. It happens. It's true.
No, I would be.
Yeah. No, I'm down and out. I can't do like sweet potato fries anymore. It makes me very sad.
No.
One of my greatest claims to fame is when I went to Chili's with my family when I was about 7 years old, and I refused to eat the quesadilla because it tasted off, and I was told off. I was yelled at. I was told I was too picky.
Mm.
And then my whole family got food poisoning, and I didn't I didn't eat the food. I just like to share also off topic, but I asked my friend to listen to the show, and instead I was just sent a TikTok.
Oh, I know which friend this is.
You want a name drop?
You should say the full government name.
First, last, address, social security.
Middle name, too. Does he have a middle name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it ugly?
Seamus Ryan Gallagher.
There we go.
That's the most Irish name in the world.
Yeah.
So bad. Gallagher really gets him.
Yeah.
Dude.
You just hate the Irish, maybe?
Do I hate the Irish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, technically a little bit. I don't know. You know, my mom's side of my family crest is like on every building in Ireland because she's
Irish. You
should
have told me this. I was taking pictures of all the family crests.
Oh my gosh.
When I was in
Ireland. If you guys are in Ireland, look up the Brosnan clan.
Brosnan?
That's kind of hard.
I think that maybe it's a bad idea because my dad or my mom's side were all in the IRA. So.
No, that's sick.
That's kind of dope.
That's kind of dope.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm getting mouthed things right now. So anyways, both sides of my family were at one time terrorists, but let's not talk about that. Anyways, guys, back to the music.
Great segue.
Anyway. We aren't our pasts. Our pasts don't define us.
That's true.
Yeah, there's a whole movie about it. It's called Mulan. Mulan? How do you say it?
Mulan.
Mulan?
Mulan.
Mulan?
Mulan.
Mulan.
No.
Yeah. Okay. We will fight later. Actually, you know what? I'm going to put you on the spot. Jamie, it might be time for your PSA.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
If you're ready. But you have to introduce yourself and, like, why it's important to you.
Hi. My name is Jamie. I am here on WMFO Freeform Radio?
Yeah,
is
that
I
get
it? One Vow. One Vow. I'm going to be doing a PSA that is very near and dear to my heart. I was going to do, like, a little be a little silly, but I saw this one and it stood out to me because it means a lot to me. It's about organ donation.
Important.
When I was a child, my grandmother received an organ donation from my aunt, and extended her life by like 10 years, and it was very, very meaningful. So
it's amazing.
There are many social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. It saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. Mm. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you are someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. This has been a public service message from matchingdonors.com and WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Donate life, guys.
Yeah, donate life.
It's the greatest gift you can give.
Thanks for grounding us. We're just yapping.
Sorry, I didn't mean
to
bring down the vibe. It's good things. All good things.
That's
so
great.
Glad.
I didn't know that website existed. That's good.
You can be part of something bigger than yourself.
Yeah, keep an eye out, guys.
And donate blood also.
Donate blood? I've been banned
from
the blood donation center.
They told me
My blood pressure is too low. I just pass out.
Oh, wait, no. I'm a universal donor, so I should be donating.
You should be donating. You want to come with me? I used to donate blood like once a week, and then my doctor told me, stop.
Once a week feels like a lot, my dear.
Yeah, that's a lot of blood.
Shorty.
Well, we move.
We move. But yeah, we've all got some extraneous organs.
Yeah.
See if you can give a couple of them out.
Yeah, if you're not need to anyone your fingers or something.
Giving out my organs to anyone. My parts.
No one can take.
I didn't.
Giving out.
Okay. Okay. All right, okay. I wasn't thinking that one.
Donate life. Give blood. All the good things.
How about this? A further PSA from Mooms and Loose. Don't give out your parts tonight.
Also that.
On this night. Unless you really
right.
want to.
Yeah, yeah. Just take a second, think
take
it over.
Take a second and think about it. Yeah.
Take a second and
be
think
safe.
About it.
Because you are a beautiful, amazing creation.
Mm.
And it may be God who created you if you believe that. It may be nothing.
But also this is not like that kind of show. I feel like people who don't know us.
I was going to say a gift from God, but then I'm like, people maybe don't, you know what I mean? Subscribe to all that.
You're a gift from a higher power.
You're a gift from somebody.
Somebody.
There's something out there.
Something out there in Kentucky.
And it loves you. It loves you dearly.
Maybe not that. Yeah. Someone in Appalachia right now really loves you.
Mm.
It could be me. All right, anyways. okay, the next song that's coming up is probably my favorite song ever in the whole world. And I wanted to say something about it before it goes on. It's by this really cool artist out of Syracuse, New York. Her name is Lauren Juzang. She is the person that I would die to meet. And she's super cool, and not a lot of her music goes into the public's ears, and I wish it should, and I think it would, and whatever, all of those things. So the song that just played was a song by, I don't know where she's from. She's from somewhere really cool, but Alice Phoebe Lou. It's called Nostalgia. If you liked it, hearing us talk over it and or like the song in the background, and want to hear it louder and without people gabbing, you should check it out. And then the next one is Yeehoo by Lauren Juzang, which just pulls at all the right heartstrings and makes me feel like I'm in the song. I don't know if that makes sense. But anyways, this is Lauren, and that's all you hear from us. I'm kidding. We'll be back in like 10 minutes to bother your ears again. Okay. Really wanna be your girl.
take a second wind. I'll wake up before I stand. Oh man, I'm drowning in you again. Well, who needs religion when I've got you to believe in? I'm dreaming, hope it's not all in my TV interrupting my dramatic pause. Punchlines pass for apologies. The one telling the truth is bound to come off like a liar face. You'll be right over. Take my feet out of the fireplace. No way. So funny. I wish you weren't around to
We've a bunch of purple flowers to decorate, to Mammy's hero. Morning in the aerodrome, the weather warm, he's colder. For her men in uniform to carry home, my little soldier.
But he do, should have been a rock star.
But he didn't have the money for a guitar.
But he do, should have been a politician.
But he never had a proper education.
But he do, should have been a father.
But he never even made it to his twenties. What a waste, army dreamers. Of army dreamers. Tears are a tin box. Jesus Christ, it wasn't to know. Like a chicken with a fox, he couldn't win. The warmer to go. Give the kid the pickle pips and give him all. He strips and ribbons. Now he's sitting in his home. He might as well have buttons and bows.
Hiding in the down south, love's a currency. My mama taught me well about the birds and bees. That's why love means the world. He's so different, it was how he's raised. He means well, but it all feels staged. Maybe one day his heart will change. But he said he owns his damn. But no amount of money can trick my heart to sticking around. 'Cause mama raised a tough girl.
Hello, everyone. I just jumped on the lovely ladies that I'm with that I wanted to talk after that song, after giving zero warnings.
I know, jump scared. Sorry for just kicking the table.
Lock back in. Body.
We kind of killed it with that. Okay, so I just wanted to talk a little bit about the songs that just played. We had... you want to pause this?
No, it's okay. We can chat. I just want to say...
Okay, I'm going to... Guys, we're gonna skip ahead really quick. Okay.
I didn't want to miss that song.
Okay, guys. The song a bit ago. It was right after my Lauren Juzang song. It's called Kamikaze Comic, and it's by Maya Hawk, and it is from her new album, her new, I don't even know how to say it, EP question mark.
Mm-hmm.
That released on October 4th, and that was like what, 2 days ago?
Mm-hmm.
One day ago.
Yesterday. Yeah.
Yesterday, actually.
Well, for the next 15 minutes.
It's such a good record.
It's Kamikaze Comic.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Fantastic album.
Miss Maya. Her album, Chaos Angel, dropped a little while ago, May 23rd. Mm-hmm. And it was good. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. There were a couple songs that were great. There were a couple songs that were eh. This new EP is actually really good. And that's one of the songs that just dropped from it, Kamikaze Comic. She's having a concert here in March. Get tickets. They are so cheap. They're like $20.
Don't tell everybody. They might get a little less cheap. Let's gatekeep for a moment. I need to get my ticket. Then all of you can get on it. But, wait for me.
So go get your tickets. Gracie Abrams, another little thing. Gracie Abrams is performing this week, I believe, in Boston. And then performing in Portland, Maine next week. So... last minute, if you can run and get tickets for that, do it. I didn't play a Gracie Abrams song tonight, but my one of my best friends in the entire world is absolutely obsessed and has been to every concert. So you should check her out if you haven't.
Mm-hmm.
Maya Hawk, new album, check it out. She's beautiful. She's in the epitome of Nepo, and I love her for it. I think that she does it perfectly.
She leans into it.
So
she
is Gracie really Abrams, TBH.
Oh, yeah. What Nepo is she from?
J.J. Abrams, who directed Star Wars.
Yeah, that's pretty Nepo, baby.
I believe he directed
baby.
Star Wars.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is
okay.
Deeply Nepo. But those abs have worked for her.
Yeah.
Have you seen her?
Yeah.
Jesus.
She's hot.
That's a sexy woman.
I know. Objectively, she's just stunning. Anyways.
If y'all didn't know.
On the triangle.
Getting really grotesque on Womfow tonight, guys. But, okay. So, those are my suggestions right now. My last one is the song that plays just before this. The one that's actively playing. It's called Silver Spoons, Willow Avalon, another smaller artist. She's amazing. Check her out, please, God. if I can suggest one thing to you, if you like any type of bluegrass or country music, go check Willow Avalon out. She's amazing. Her songs are amazing. She's a really good way of integrating sound. I think that's kind of unique to the age that we have right now. I mean, I feel like it's something that was kind of ruined by technology for a little while, like 2010 to 2018. And then I think she's doing really well with it. She's using, she's really, you know, has strong integration skills with actual instruments and also like the tune of those instruments and kind of making it all flow together, which I think is really interesting. So go check her out. Her voice is amazing. She's got like this really like, it's, it almost feels drippy when you listen to it. I don't know if that makes sense. Like yeah. Sort of honey or something like that. She's a couple good songs. Her most famous song, I Hate It, but you should listen to everything else. And then we're finishing off the night with Wild Honey by U2, which is a song from Aidan Connor's suggestion.
So good.
Yes.
Classic.
Yeah. And then the final song, we started with a kiss, is Kiss Me Again by The Drums. It's one of my favorites right now. It's definitely a summer song, but you know, fall is fast approaching, so we might as well play it while we can. All right, any remarks?
I'll just say Wild Honey. Got a CD that my parents burned a while back, and it's a mix called Wild Honey. The first song is Wild Honey, and the rest of the song is inspired by Wild Honey.
Wow. And it's living in our house.
And it's living in our house. I play it all the time, Mila's well aware. Yeah. I just love that song, so enjoy it.
Yes.
Don't tune out too quickly.
Yeah.
If you're getting sleepy, stay up a little longer.
Yeah, hang out with us.
Listen to Wild Honey.
Actually, the exact opposite of what I usually say at the end of my shows. But yes, stay up, listen to Wild Honey. And please, if you would like to stay on, listen to the next person who's coming in. I don't know who it is. This might be our outro. I think we're going to play two songs and then let them take over. But yeah, listen in if you're staying awake. I suggest deeply that you go to sleep. It is late. Sunday is there. The scaries. Do people still say that?
Sunday's scary. Yes. Yeah. I'm already feeling them. It's 10 minutes away.
Right now.
Oh, 10 minutes.
I've got so much to do.
And then if you don't feel like participating in Sunday Scaries and working your butt off, I suggest going to this really cool thing. It's called the Honk Fest. It's happening this weekend. And I didn't know about it my freshman or sophomore year. And it, I work in Davis Square right now, so I'm like seeing a lot of it. And it seems pretty cool. It's a little funky, a little weird. It's a little strange down there. But as long as you're okay with a little bit strange, which I'm assuming you are because you go here.
And you listen to WOMFO.
Yeah, and you listen to WOMFO in the middle of the night instead of, I don't know,
sleeping
whatever
like
else
a normal
you could be
person.
Doing. Yeah. But anyways, the song is almost over, and then you get some Wild Honey, and you get some drums, and then everyone's going to sleep. So I will say anything, any last words, my loves?
Stay safe, guys, and have a good night. We'll see you next week.
Echo that. Have a lovely night. Love yourself.
Okay.
Love is good.
Love is great.
Lean into love, guys.
Lean into love. Lean into those around you. Think of the people you're grateful for. Send them a text.
Send them a text.
Say I love you and I'm happier in my life.
Yeah.
Wait, you know.
Yeah. Tell the people you love them. You don't know.
Yeah, they might. Okay, well,
that's a little
foreboding. I was just saying.
Oh,
just
my goodness.
Just for the sake of spreading more love
around
Halloween.
Yeah.
You just, you know, you don't know what you have till it's gone and all that.
Mm. Yeah.
Speak on that.
Very true.
So true. Yeah.
Actually, don't speak on that because we have like 2 minutes. But
all right, let's look at measure the music.
We'll let it resonate. How about that? We'll let that last little sentiment resonate.
Yeah.
Let it hang.
Let it sizzle. I'm always saying this. I love it.
Yes, let it sizzle.
Like you're letting it linger, I'm letting it sizzle.
Holy. We got the word. We got the vocab over here. I'm going to bring this one with me for a while.
Sizzle
the hell of a vocab. All right. Okay, guys. So, go to sleep. Have a good rest. Have a good night. Study if you need to study. Think if you need to think. Thank you very much. And to all of everyone who decided to tune in tonight, I will say to you, and only you, good night, Moon.
give it